Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, and welcome to That Is Good to Know with your host, Jeff Stanislow. We are spending some time here with our friends all over the Tampa Bay area, sharing some wonderful knowledge about organizations and businesses and leaders and what have you. This is one of our nonprofit specials that we are bringing to the community because we care and we want them to have a voice too and have an opportunity to, you know, listen and hear about the wonderful things these groups are doing right here in our community in the Tampa Bay area. And right now we are talking with Jennifer Hartcastle, and Jennifer is with Cornerstone Family Ministries. Jennifer, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
Well, listen, I got a chance to take a look at your website, and we'll get that out of the way right now, and it's cornerstonefamilyministries.org. We'll put that up on our website as well at thatisgoodtoknow.com. But if someone wanted to go to it directly, it's cornerstonefamilyministries.org. Jennifer, what do you do for the organization? And maybe tell us a little bit about how it got started. I see it's the 44th annual Wonder Walk fundraiser, so it's been around the community for a long time. Maybe how it got started and the purpose and the mission.
My role with the organization is I am the nutrition program manager, and I'm also a registered dietitian. So I manage all of our nutrition programs that we offer to the community. But yeah, Cornerstone has actually been around 432 years. We were initially founded in 1982 by two women named Rosa Valdez and Eliza Wolf. And their goal was to start schools for newly arriving immigrant children who weren't allowed to attend the regular schools. So over those 132 years, Cornerstone has evolved to be what it is today, but our mission is still the same as it was back then, which is to nourish young bodies, develop young minds, and to foster hope through Christ.
That's fantastic. Here in the organization in Tampa, do you guys have a facility? Where is it located? You know, tell us a little bit about maybe that and a couple of the programs that you guys have. I see you have, you know, a nourishing bodies program and developing young minds program and a fostering hope program.
Yeah, so we actually have three locations. Our Children's Nutrition Connection is in Ybor City on the corner of 17th and 17th. That's also where we have our 12-bed organic community garden. Then we also have two childcare centers. One is in Old West Tampa, and the other one we just opened last year is on the corners of Water and Havana.
Fantastic.
So Cornerstone kind of has two parts to our organization. We provide services to children and families through early childhood education, which is why we have two centers of our own, where we can provide quality early learning. And then we also have our nutrition education program. So Cornerstone is one of the largest sponsors of the USDA Child Care Food Program, which is basically like the school lunch program, except for our early learning centers. So right now we have a little over 150 child care centers that are on our sponsorship. So through that program, we are able to provide over 4 million meals to underserved children each year. And on that program, we have about 17,000 children right now that we're serving.
That is a lot of children that you guys are helping. That's fantastic what you're doing. And we're talking with Jennifer Hartcastle from Cornerstone Family Ministries. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow from That Is Good to Know. A special shout out to our friends at Valspar Championship for being a part of this great organization and supporting these local communities and these charities and this show, and our friend Dan Austin at Faithful Deliveries. If you need to get something delivered in Tampa Bay, same or next day, with a lower cost than Brown or Blue, reach out to Faithful Delivery Services. Both those links are on our website, and we still have a few tickets left for Valspar. So, you know, Jennifer, the organization is larger than I thought, and what you guys do is fantastic. And part of that is, done through events. And you got a big event coming up, the Wonder Walk Run. Well, do you tell us a little bit about the event, locations, dates, and how someone might be able to sign up?
Yeah, absolutely. So each year we have two big fundraisers, and our fundraiser in the spring is our Wonder Walk. This year we are adding a 5K fun run. So the 5K fun run is kind of to really help promote our nutrition and wellness side of our organization. So along with the fun run and the walk, we'll also have a health and wellness fair featuring a bunch of our partners for our nutrition programs. So it'll be really be a fun time. There'll be free healthy food, gardening demos, all sorts of fun stuff that's going on alongside of our 5K walk and run. This is our 44th annual Wonder Walk. So we have been doing this event for a long time. It always takes place at High Park United Methodist Church. And then the walk run itself is along Bayshore Boulevard. So it's really beautiful. It's in the springtime. It's a great time to be out, get physical activity. If you're interested, you can go to our website, cornerstonefamilyministries.org, to get registered. You can either register yourself or you can register and do it with a team. So whether it's with your family, co-workers, your church, your organization, you can do it that way as well.
So that, again, is the Wonder Walk and Run on Saturday, April 27th. 9 a.m. is the check-in, and it's at Hyde Park. United Methodist Church is kind of the check-in. You can walk, you can run. If you're interested in getting a team or a sponsorship, check out the website, cornerstonefamilyministries.org. And we're talking with Jennifer Hartcastle with the organization. We'll also put a link on our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com, for this wonderful event that they got coming up. Now, Jennifer, you said that you are part of the organization and you focus on the nutrition side of things. Maybe tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with the organization and what specifically you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a registered dietitian, and when I initially graduated, I started working at an outpatient facility, working with pediatrics, so working with families, working with kids, and we were a weight loss clinic. So we were really helping children that were overweight, already had developed chronic disease at a really young age. And I really enjoyed working with the families, but I found that it really wasn't the best environment to be teaching kids about nutrition. So that's one of the reasons that I work at Cornerstone now, is because we are teaching kids about health and nutrition, but in a more way that's focused on prevention and teaching them in a way that they can understand. So we provide hands-on education or community garden. Kids are able to come out, learn about where food comes from, how it grows, and how it fuels their bodies. We also have a Cooking with Kids program where we're going into childcare centers and teaching kids about food, letting them try new things. And a lot of them haven't tried fruits and vegetables before, so it's new for them. And it's really important to be teaching kids at this age, because this is where they're learning. This is where they're developing habits that are going to carry them throughout their whole life. So that's another reason I love doing this work, is because I really feel like I'm focusing on preventative healthcare, which is why I became a dietitian instead of a doctor in the first place, is to teach people how to prevent chronic disease rather than just treat it once it's already happened.
That's really interesting. I mean, preventative or, kind of getting ahead of things before they become problems is so important. And what you do as far as educating, people who are engaged with this organization about proper nutrition. I mean, if you can start it better. I know I always, I have a daughter, and she's, been a little bit too busy and spending a lot of time in those fast food areas because it's convenient. And, we've been spending a lot of time talking to her about like her nutrition and making, some better choices in regards to that. This is Jennifer Hartcastle that we're talking with at Cornerstone Family Ministries. Jennifer, the organization, I mean, it's larger than I thought, but it's still very hyper-local within the community. Talk to us a little bit about some of the organizations that you partner with that help support you. And I know Angela Pottinger from Florida Medical Clinic, now becoming Orlando Health, you know, connected us today to share the message.
Yeah, absolutely. So Florida Medical Clinic has been a sponsor of ours for a long time. We've received several grants from them. This past year, we just received a little over $11,000 from Florida Medical Clinic to start a new program called Cooking with Families, where we will be able to teach children and their parents together how to cook healthy meals on a budget. But we're also part of a lot of big organizations in Tampa that are working to end hunger and improve food access. We're a member of the Tampa Bay Network to End Hunger. We're part of the Coalition of Community Gardens. We partner with Whitlam Organics to help us maintain our community garden. We are also one of the partner organizations for Homegrown Hillsborough, which is working to improve the food system throughout Hillsborough County. We also take students from USF Public Health and Dietetic Internship Program to train students on how to work in the community in public health settings. And then more recently, we became part of the Healthy Hillsborough Collaborative, which is just working to figure out what the biggest needs are in Hillsborough County when it comes to the community's health and how we address them.
Thank you, Jennifer. We're listening to Jennifer Hartcastle with Cornerstone Family Ministries. Jennifer, you know, you being a nutritionist and deciding to go down this path and helping the preventative, maybe we can just talk a little bit about that specifically. You know, what type of recommendations do you make, you know, to, I guess, our listeners for that matter, about getting some better nutrition? And, you know, what are some of the things that, like, if you were to say, you know, the top 3 to 5 types of foods that someone needs to keep in their diet, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, what you evangelize inside the organization and probably to everybody who will listen.
Yeah, definitely. So the first thing I'll say is nutrition is very personalized. So the recommendations that I will provide are just very general. But if someone does have specific medical needs or need personal nutrition help, it's definitely best to work one-on-one with a dietitian. But just generally, I think some, you know, maybe the top 5 things that people could do to work on preventing chronic disease in, you know, eating more fruits and vegetables. That is number one. Most people probably already know that. But definitely looking for local fruits and veggies. A lot of the times they can be expensive in the grocery store, but getting connected to a community garden where maybe you can go harvest them for free might be a really easy way to start incorporating them into your diet at a very low cost. Another one is drinking more water. Most people are walking around dehydrated and they don't even know it. And sometimes if you're feeling hungry, it can just be that you're actually thirsty. So staying hydrated is definitely another big one. Making sure that you're eating protein and fiber, both of those things are going to help keep you full longer. And then getting plenty of physical activity. So in Florida, we're really lucky that we can spend time outside, going for walks, and which is, you know, most people don't think that going for a walk is exercise. You can walk 3 times a week for 30 minutes, and that's what the American Heart Association recommends for physical activity. You can always do more than that, but just that is going to start making some serious improvements in your blood pressure and your blood sugar. So those are all really great places to start.
Jennifer Hartcastle with Cornerstone Family Ministries. You're listening to That Is Good to Know with your host, Jeff Stanislow. This is part of our Giving Back to the Community, our nonprofit specials brought to you by Valspar Championship and our friends at Faithful Delivery Services. And we appreciate you listening here today, Tampa. Now, part of Cornerstone's programming is Early Learning Labs. Can you tell us a little bit about the initiative behind that program and, you know, what it encompasses and how it works?
Yeah, definitely. So our Early Learning Lab School was started in 2015. And with that program, we leverage the Teach Scholarship to be able to assist folks that are interested in a career in early childhood, be able to afford to go to school. So we say that we help people earn and learn their way out of poverty. So, you know, they can work as interns. We have paid internships in our childcare centers to help them get their hours that they need. We'll assist them in paying for their tuition. And since that program started, we have helped about 10 women get either their AA or BA degree in early childhood. And a lot of them have returned to work at our center. So we know then that the education that our children are receiving is high quality because we know that, you know, we know the teachers, they've been in our centers, we know where they went to school, we help them get there. So it really comes full circle.
Yes. You know, imploring the minds of these young people are so important, and getting them the proper nutrition and the proper foods is so important. They kind of work hand in hand. You know, the healthier the body, the healthier the mind, the, you know, more impact you can have in the world today. You're listening to Jennifer Hartcastle from Cornerstone Family Ministries. And Jennifer is a nutritionist, and they do some amazing things. Again, we wanted to remind them of their 44th annual Wonder Walk Run. It's on Saturday, April 27th. It is check-ins at 8 a.m. The walk begins from 9 till noon, and it's actually at Hyde Park United Methodist Church is the check-in, and you're going to walk around. Was it Bayshore or the river?
Bayshore.
Okay, along Bayshore. Great activities. I have silent auctions and T-shirts for participants and all these, you know, wonderful things to support this great organization. You can find that at cornerstonefamilyministries.org, or we'll also put a link up on our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com. I guess one quick thing, Jennifer, as we continue our conversation, is if someone wanted to help but maybe can't make your walk or run, or wanted to volunteer or get involved, tell us a little bit about, you know, can they come to a facility of yours, set up a meeting, you know, just donate on the website? You know, how can one engage with your organization?
Yeah, so we love volunteers, and we have lots of volunteer opportunities. We have events going on at our childcare centers all of the time that we need volunteers for. We need volunteers to help in our classrooms, reading to the kids, just spending time with them, being a positive influence in their lives. And then over at our nutrition office, we are always looking for volunteers to help in our community garden. We have a big second Saturday work day every second Saturday of the month from 9 to 11. Usually we have a bunch of different people from churches, organizations that work with us come out and volunteer. It's always a fun time, family friendly. You can bring your kids. And not only are you going to get to give back to the community, but you'll also get a chance to learn about gardening, take some fresh produce home with you. So we'd love to have you come out and volunteer in our community garden, see what we're doing out there. And then we are also looking for volunteers to help in our children's nutrition education classes. So if you like teaching, if you like food, we'd love to have you come and help us out with our Cooking with Kids sessions that we do for preschoolers at our childcare site. If you are looking to donate, we do have ways to do that online as well. We have volunteer applications you can fill out on our website, cornerstonefamilyministries.org, and then we will get in touch with you about getting you scheduled to volunteer.
Fantastic. This is Jeff Stanislow from That Is Good to Know. Again, our special nonprofit editions where we are sharing great stories from our community who are doing great things for the people of our community. I had one question, and I'd be remiss to talk about the faith aspect of the ministry. I mean, in essence, it's cornerstonefamilyministries.org. Can you talk to us a little bit about how important that faith message is?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a faith-based organization. We partner with a lot of churches. A lot of churches help support us. We aren't affiliated with a church. But we were an initial ministry of the United Methodist Church, and they are still one of our strongest supporters. And really our goal is just to give children and families the opportunity to connect to church or to connect to Jesus if that's something that they want to do. So we never proselytize our faith or push it upon anyone or require it for our employees or anyone to partake of our services, but we do want to have that opportunity open and let people know that that is why we're doing what we're doing, is because we feel called to do it by God, and we just want to share the love that we know that he has for everyone with the community.
That's fantastic. I mean, myself personally, you know, I'm part of the Advent Health Board and also the Florida Medical Clinic Board, and an Advent and them, you know, definitely faith-based organizations. And so I'm happy to support them and happy to share, you know, this wonderful information with our listeners. You're listening to Jennifer Hartcastle from Cornerstone Family Ministries. Jennifer, as we wrap up here over the next few minutes, you know, anything that you kind of want to, you know, make sure that message gets out there, news, you know, any new openings of buildings, facilities that we talked about, the walk and run, you know, the floor is yours here for a minute or two.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, I think definitely our walk run is our Wonder Walk April 27th. That's our biggest event that we have coming up. Like I mentioned before, volunteers for all of the different programs that we have going on. And another thing I think I'd just like to let listeners know about is getting involved in your community, getting involved in community gardening, and just figuring out how we can reach the people who need our services. You know, there are a lot of food desert neighborhoods in Tampa that, you know, people don't have access to food. And so we need to be advocating for those neighborhoods and advocating that they get the access that they need. So just keeping those things in mind, you know, hunger is still a big problem today, even though some of us may not think about it. There are people out there that don't get to eat every single day. And so just keeping that in mind and being an advocate for your community and volunteering and getting involved and just being aware of what's going on around you is definitely the message I'd like to leave with.
Fantastic. Jennifer Hartcastle with Cornerstone Family Ministries. The website, cornerstonefamilyministries.org. You can find that on our website as well at thatisgoodtoknow.com. We got another minute or so left, and I wanted to talk with you briefly about like your scholarship program. You know, tell us a little bit about it and how it works. I see there's application and what have you, but maybe, you know, what is the overall goal of the scholarships?
Yeah. So for all the children that attend our early learning centers, many of them are attending on scholarship, either full scholarship or sliding scale scholarship. So both of our fundraisers that we do each year, both Wonder Walk and our Topgolf tournament in the fall, are to raise money for early learning scholarships so that children that may otherwise not be able to afford going and receiving quality early childcare would be able to do that. Those are the scholarships. That's our scholarship program. We do our fundraising around that each year to make sure that we
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time. Jennifer Hartcastle, Cornerstone Family Ministries. It was exciting to learn about more about the organization and the great things it does in the community. This is Jeff Stanislow, the host of That Is Good to Know. You can visit our website at www.thatisgoodtoknow. We're going to put our special nonprofit organization opportunities up there, and so people can find out more about these organizations that we're talking to and link and possibly go to all their wonderful events and share, you know, the blessings that have been bestowed upon us with others. Jennifer, thank you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for having me.
Take care, Tampa Bay. Again, That Is Good to Know.